Hello, and welcome to a three-part series titled Hired, Fired, Admired. I'm Brandon Bell. This is part one, Hired. Roosevelt and Pinchot, the bond that shaped conservation. Over the course of his 12-year tenure with the federal government from 1898 to 1910, Gifford Pinchot pushed conservation to the top of the national agenda. His efforts became increasingly successful after Theodore Roosevelt, a conservation ally and close friend of Pinchot, became president in 1901. The Roosevelt administration brought the opportunity Pinchot needed to make his case, the case for conservation, to the American people. Pinchot was attempting to bring the foreign concept of conservation of natural resources, especially scientific forestry, to the United States. After graduating from Yale in 1889, he studied and traveled throughout Europe, where scientific forestry actually existed as a field of study, and scientific forestry management plans had been implemented across the continent. Pinchot biographer Charm Miller suggests that for Pinchot, science was not the problem. The problem was finding the means to implement the science at the federal level. Pinchot would find the means in Roosevelt's presidency. It seems Pinchot realized the necessity to work feverishly, as he knew the conservation-minded Roosevelt presidency would not last forever. It certainly can be suggested that in terms of dedication to the conservation movement, no duo could top that of Roosevelt and Pinchot. By all means, Pinchot was a conservation fanatic, but Roosevelt learned how to successfully harness Pinchot's energy and effort to create meaningful conservation progress. The two men shared a close relationship which elevated Pinchot's authority far beyond any other bureau director. Pinchot was not a cabinet secretary, even though he effectively acted as one. On paper, Pinchot reported to the Secretary of Agriculture, but in actuality, he reported to the president. While his inflated power would prove problematic in the next administration, in the interim, Pinchot used his influence to codify conservation into federal law to ensure the continuance of the conservation movement, dedicated to serving for the greatest good of the greatest number for the longest time, as defined by Pinchot himself. Under the 1905 Transfer Act, the United States Forest Service was born as the management of the forest reserves was transferred from the Department of Interior's General Land Office to the newly created Forest Service. This granted Pinchot, the Forest Service's first chief, wide discretion to scientifically manage our national forests. Previously, Roosevelt and Pinchot also worked to pass the Newlands Reclamation Act of 1902, which brought an additional 230 million acres of land under federal protection. 150 of those 230 million acres became part of the national forest, nearly tripling their size. Pinchot both figuratively and literally wrote Roosevelt's conservation legacy, earning the president's trust and praise. President Roosevelt concluded that among the many public officials who under his administration rendered literally invaluable service to the people of the United States, Gifford Pinchot, on the whole, stood first.